Widow of deputy who died by suicide files claim against Los Angeles Sheriff's Department. Woodland Hills, California. The wife of a Los Angeles County Sheriff's deputy, who killed himself earlier this year, one of 8 suicides among current or former agency employees, announced the filing of a $20 million damages claim against the department December 8, claiming forced overtime hours led to her husband's severe depression. Deputy Arturo Atilano Valadez died November 7 and was one of 4 people connected with the sheriff's department to die of suicide within a 24-hour period. According to the damages claim filed on behalf of his wife, Michelle Atilano, and their 2 children, the deputy was forced to remain working in the jails for 12 years, often working 12 hours per day or more, locked in like a prisoner. The claim contends the deputy was also forced to work mandatory overtime, and his requests for transfer out of the jails were denied, contributing to growing depression that ultimately led him to shoot himself fatally. But for the intentional actions by the defendants, with forced overtime and forcing him to work in the jail for so long, he would not have been killed, the claim contends. At a news conference with her attorney, Michelle Atilano said deputies are literally being worked to death. "When I spoke to Luna at the hospital, I told him that double, single, they do not care how many hours these deputies work," she said. "He doesn't even know how much overtime he gives them. I want to know how many have committed suicide this year, because my husband was just one of many, many that are still sick in the jails being forced to work all the time." Earlier this week, Luna said he was working to reduce the amount of overtime hours being worked by deputies, acknowledging the toll it takes on their mental health. "We have lost 8 employees to suicide. That is not acceptable," he said. "At the end of the day, it is our job, my job, to make sure we have the services available to our employees." Ms. Atilano's attorney, Bradley Gage, also filed a similar damages claim against the sheriff's department late last month on behalf of the parents of Deputy Ryan Klinkenbrummer, who was fatally shot in an ambush attack in Palmdale in September. Michael and Kim Klinkenbrummer contend their son had worked 69 hours of overtime in addition to his normal 40 hours in the 2 weeks prior to his death. The claim contends that such excessive work requirements left Mr. Klinkenbrummer worn down, lowering his situational awareness and leaving him susceptible to an ambush such as the one that took his life. The legal claims are precursors to possible lawsuits. Following the 4 employee suicides that occurred in 24 hours in early November, the sheriff issued a statement saying, "Our LASD family has experienced a significant amount of loss and tragedies this year. We are stunned to learn of these deaths, and it has sent shockwaves of emotions throughout the department as we try and cope with the loss of not just one, but 4 beloved active and retired members of our department family. During trying times like these, it's important for personnel, regardless of rank or position, to check on the well-being of other colleagues and friends. I have the deepest concern for our employees' well-being, and we are urgently exploring avenues to reduce work stress factors to support our employees' work and personal lives." The Sheriff's Department noted that it has counseling services available around the clock for department personnel, along with a peer support program. Support services are also being offered to the families of the employees who died.